what was an extraordinary moment recently in the world of boxing? It was the press conference of Francis Ngannou versus AJ, Anthony Joshua. Or as I called him on TikTok, Anthony Joshua, Joshua. AJ Joshua. Yeah. Because, not for Joshua, but for Ngannou and his previous opponent, Tyson Fury. Because Ngannou started to talk about how he beat Fury. Now, he's allowed to do that because quite a lot of people, including me, thought that in their encounter that he did beat Fury. He put him down, he didn't put him out, but he dominated him. And whether Fury had not really prepared well, whether Fury had taken him lightly, whether Fury thought this is just a payday, I don't know. But if you make a decision like that, to enter into that kind of almost illegitimate, and we need to have a talk about legitimacy, don't we? And I constantly talk about it, boxing match, and then you fail, and I believe he did. I know he won, but there are very few people who think he should have done. Then that can have a massive effect on your career. And we've already seen a bit of that with the press conference for the Usyk fight, the one that actually didn't take place. And no, I don't think that he cut his own eyelid open because he's frightened. So let's put that one to bed again. And they will fight, of course, down the line. But he was angry and not doing the usual showboating that he does. Quite a lot of Tyson Fury's game takes place before he gets in the ring. He leans on you when he gets in the ring. He's extraordinary talent. I don't believe he'll beat Usyk, but extraordinary talent. Got a great reach. 6'8". Specimen. Self-belief. Whether that's been dented now, I don't know. And if it has, it'd be even further dented. Take a massive panel beater to get this one out because of what happened at the press conference. Because Ngannou talked about himself as a winner, as if that actually was the case. But he might as well, because lots of people think he was. Plus, he talked about Fury and talked about Fury being protected by the rules of boxing. And if they fought again, was my understanding, I think it was, he would wipe the mat with Tyson Fury's posterior. His arse, I think he said. That's the kind of thing that Tyson Fury says. He's a dosser, he's a dosser. He's a coward, he's a dosser. You're just a great big dosser. Now, all of that is part of his game, and he wins to a certain extent before he even gets in the ring. Here, that was very different, because he said this. Tyson Fury was there. Cut to Tyson Fury, who is in the crowd and cannot be heard. Now, you might say, well, he's in the crowd, so how could he be heard? In previous times, you know Fury's there. You're a promoter. You know he's going to want to answer back. You get a blooming mic to him, don't you? They didn't. He cupped his mouth with his hand to try and make himself heard. He couldn't be. They didn't get a mic to him. They didn't stop the press conference and say, never mind, AJ, let's talk about this fight. Let's go to the person who is so important in the business of boxing, Tyson Fury. They didn't. They left him unheard, trying to be heard, not looking good. That tells you something. That really tells you something. Not only was Tyson Fury, he looked as if he couldn't win. That's bad for a boxer. Can't win because he hasn't got the tools. He hasn't got the microphone. He can't make himself heard. That's the thing. He can't win. Plus, nobody got a mic to him. Nobody thought, this is marvellous. It's marvellous to have him here. Very important. Does it mean his stock has fallen? I believe it has. I believe his stock fell when he fell from a punch from Francis Ngannou. And I believe that this press conference just shows you where he is. And that's not in a good place in the business of boxing. And it might show that he's not in a good place in the boxing of boxing either. Ta-ta.